Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up with the Rob and Holly Show? And Holly, I told you last couple days, actually, I've been looking on my Facebook, and every time I look at the news feed, there's something that pops up. Every other post is people chugging beers.
And this is like right up your alley, I feel like, because it's almost like a party on your Facebook.
Yeah, and we noticed we got invited to a private group. It's called Michigan Quarantine Chugs. This group has over like 20,000 members already, so we figured we got to get to the bottom of this. And Dan is with us. Dan is one of the founders of Michigan Quarantine Chugs. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Thanks, Holly. I appreciate it.
So we just want to start by asking you, how in the heck did this whole thing get started, and how is it blowing up so fast?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because I just literally had something one day. I woke up and I'm like, you know what? This really stinks. I had no hockey last night. So I play hockey as well, ref hockey. And I was like, I wasn't able to hang out with anyone like we normally do. And I'm like, I need some way with everything that's going on to connect all my hockey and softball, starting up all my softball buddies, and, you know, just say, hey, like, how can I still get these people together? And I'm like, hey, saw something about, you know, someone drinking a beer, and I'm like, let's do a Michigan chug group. And away it went. I started up the site. As you guys can see, I have a little background of Michigan and Michigan State themed beer on there, which I thought was quite fitting with the football on there, which I thought was quite fitting. And then just away I went. I invited a couple of my closer friends who became my admins, and Chris Page and Brent Rhea. And then we just kind of invited our friends, and away it went. You know, a lot of hockey friends connecting with each other because it's such a tight-knit community. And then the softball guys came in, and, you know, out of the woodwork, some people from high school that I haven't talked to in years came in there and started doing their chug videos. And one thing led to another one, where people started calling out other people to do like a little chug challenge. And then it just kind of upscaled from there, and away we went. And now it's just great way to keep everyone together. Everyone's confined to their own homes. We're all stuck here trying to find something to do.
And why not chug beers during this time, right?
as long as we're not driving and we're doing it properly, why not? I mean, a lot of us that are, you know, bigger into the craft beers and stuff, we have a lot built up in our cellars. So why not go ahead and use those, since we can't really go out only to get like your groceries, hint, groceries. But, you know, use some of those up, and more importantly, go ahead and, you know, for be together. Everyone's used to the face-to-face interactions on a daily basis, and since we really can't do that, why not go ahead and start this group and see where it goes? And away we went. We even have neighbors doing chugs across the streets at each other from their front lawn. That was one of the videos. People have, you know, came up with some crazy videos, some fun videos. We have some sports-themed videos, you know, kind of keep everyone in the loop of sports, because a lot of us that were in this group to start, our life revolves around sports, and that, you know, was taken away from us, especially with baseball starting up, you know, Major League Baseball, no opening day and everything. I was like, let's go with it. And away we went, and here we are.
So go ahead, Holly. I thought we lost you for a second, by the way.
No. Oh, I'm trying to be quiet so I don't talk over them. So this is my one, like, so if you're not in the group, explain to someone who has no clue about anything exactly what is going on in this group, because Rob had to explain it to me. I'm like, wait, what's happening? People are just chugging beer. I don't get it. So he had to explain it to me. So explain it for us.
You hit the nail on the head there, because there is a lot going on in this group. It started off with just, you know, some chugs, you know, people going out there and just chugging a beer, putting it in a glass, chugging it, going ahead and opening up a can and chugging it. Then people start inviting their friends. And what it is just to go ahead and bring people together, and it turned into a chug challenge now, where Holly, if you got into it, Rob wasn't, you could go ahead and invite Rob into it, or you could call Rob out and say, you know, chug your beer and say, I call out Rob. And then he kind of evolves. It's kind of gradually going towards, I don't want to compare it to it, but kind of like the challenge of the ice bucket challenge, kind of going that way. But more importantly, it's just friends going ahead and being able to reunite all within one group, you know, just kind of drinking beers or chugging beers together.
But it's a private group, but if you get invited, you basically, if you get challenged to it, you're invited to it, and then you're a member. So now this is how it's gotten to, what, 20,000 members?
Correct, yeah. People are coming in, like, they have to either get invited in by someone that's currently in the group, or they can go ahead and send us admins and moderators a request to go ahead and get in. We have to approve it, and then they're able to go ahead and get in. Now, I'm not going to lie, some people have been, you know, got in there, you know, and we had to go ahead and boot them. But that's, you know, far and few in between for the most part. Everyone is keeping the content in here the way it should be. You have a few strays here and there, but for the most part, we're, you know, our content for having 20,000 members has been pretty good and entertaining.
And
there's always that one weirdo, you know, always the one weirdo where you're like, listen, you can't be in the group anymore. You've gone to the other side.
Exactly. Overindulges a little bit during the day, and then it goes south. And you know what? Unfortunately, that's not what our group is about. We want to keep it upbeat. We want to keep it. I mean, we have friends in there who have families. We have parents that are in there, all for the sole purpose of everyone stuck at home. So why not go ahead and interact? I mean, a lot of parents can't see their kids, so they're going ahead and kind of going back and forth on here. They've connected with them just all around. It's, you know, pretty good group of people that are in it for the right reason.
So obviously it's a lot of fun being together and staying connected and drinking together, but there's a more important fact is that you're raising money to help with the pandemic as well, right?
Yeah, that is correct. We went ahead and had a shirt sale going that we had going for almost a week. We ended it Wednesday at 3:00 in the morning. This was our first run of it. We're taking all the proceeds from the shirts that we were selling, and we're going ahead and giving back to the front line. When I say giving back to the front line, the thing that we have realized with talking to some of these people in the group who are on the front line, being nurses, you know, firefighters, police, etc., is the thing that means most to them when they're working 24s right now is going ahead and just getting a hot, fresh meal. Because they just don't know when anything's going, especially the nurses at the hospital. They just don't know, like, when they can run out. Some of them are just getting, you know, whatever's left over. So we're taking the proceeds and going ahead and giving back by going ahead and bringing meals brought into. We're starting off with a wide range of fire stations in the area, as well as a couple hospitals. We're going to go ahead and have some meals catered in for them with the proceeds that we got from the shirts. It did end on Wednesday. However, once we get this first batch out, we're going to go ahead and we've already had some feedback of people wanting them. We're going to go ahead and open it back up in probably about a week.
Love it.
This is so great where chugging beer can make a difference. Who would have thought it?
Well, not only with just the shirts, though, too, we also have a thing that I came up with on the page, and we have it pinned up on the top of the announcement, is the local shout out. And what the local shout out is triggered to do is a lot of these people in here, there's brewery owners, there's brewmasters, there's obviously beer drinkers, but this has been affecting their business as well, along with party stores, you know, in essence, and restaurants,
right,
where every week I'm doing a local shout out, and it's just to go ahead and promote a brewery or promote a you know, something of that nature, which last week we had Baffin Brewery in St. Clair Shores. This weekend we have War Water Brewery up in St. Clair. Holly, I'm sure you know about them.
Yeah.
And you know,
go ahead.
And we're going to go ahead and we're not just putting anyone out there. We're not reaching out to them. They're reaching out to us and they want to be part of this because they know what's going on. But not only that, but just to go ahead and help some of us that are able to go ahead and get out, or some of these places offer delivery services, just get their name out there in front of a group of 20,000 people where we can go ahead and possibly help them get some sales to stay afloat. So when this all breaks, those places that we like to visit are still there versus the bad consequence. If we were not able to go ahead and do this, that might result in, you know, not, you know, no business coming in at this hard time.
And I'm just curious, Dan, what do you do?
I work at a hockey pro shop as a team sales rep. So okay. I'm not doing too much right now. I shouldn't say I'm not doing too much, but I'm, with no hockey going on, it's a little slow right now.
Right. So you have time to build this.
Yeah, and it's spring starts getting to be the busy season for everything coming up in the fall, but right now it's just the uncertainty of the hockey, and with no hockey, the uncertainty of when it's going to start is allowing me to go ahead and mull. We did a t-shirt giveaway earlier this week. The one gentleman that won on Facebook, he went ahead and donated the shirt, aka the money back, to go towards what we're going ahead and doing to feed the front line on this. We also had a gentleman go ahead and donate his delivery fee of the shirt to this as well. We have a couple, the brewery the one we're doing this week, they gave us a couple of gift cards to go ahead and raffle off. We even have a bigger brewery that a lot of people will know. I'll reveal that when we get all the details worked out, that reached out to me yesterday, and they want to set up something like a donation raffle thing where the winner can come in with a couple of their friends and get a tour of the brewery, which I think is really, really cool. It's a very big brewery in Michigan, and then get some swag and everything. So, a lot of good things, a lot of good people reaching out on times like this to go ahead and assist everyone that is involved in this to get this thing gone from us as soon as possible.
So just to let everyone know, when you're looking at your Facebook and it's filled with people just chugging beers, it's not just them being crazy and partying at home. It's all happening for a great cause.
That is correct. It's for a good cause. It's to keep everyone together, keep everyone upbeat when things are very uncertain in today's day and time. So
what's your, go ahead, Holly.
Can I say one thing that I think is awesome that would come up, that's coming up in your Facebook feed, that I think is just so much fun, is that it's not just people chugging beers. It's like a guy in an American flag onesie with a wrestling championship belt on chugging a beer. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's doing something. I tried being the leader of it. I know I did one last week for Baffin. I wore one of their hockey jerseys. I opened a beer can with my hockey skate. Nice. I have an ice rink that is right across the street of my house. It's also my parents' backyard. So when I say ice rink, I mean it's like, full boards, official boards and everything like that. It's smaller size. But I went out there on our sand, and I had a hockey helmet on, hockey gloves, and I cracked open a beer with my hockey skate. I put it in a glass, and I went ahead and put my gloves on, and I, chugged the beer there and said, soon enough, this ice rink will be filled with people again, and sports will be back. Just a little spin on it so people can laugh and relate to it, and, kind of go from there and just, let them have fun and continue it on. I mean, we started up on Instagram as well too. At Chug Champs. So we have that going, and that's just going to keep getting better and better and bigger and bigger, where we're having people send in their videos with proper content and put them up on the Instagram page and that. So when this is done, it's still going to stay on Facebook, but then we also have another, outlet as well to keep people, rolling, and soon enough we'll be past all this.
Right. And I think we need to give a shout out to our buddy Mark, aka the GOAT, because he's a local music promoter, and I see he is participating almost daily.
yeah, Mark's a really good Mark's a really good guy that reached out to us. We got him as one of our moderators, along with Nino Bastoni and Sean Geldof. Sean is actually the one that did our artwork for the logo for us as well. Those guys know what the group's about. They know what content should be in there. They're monitoring it daily so that we can keep the content within reason to make it where it's enjoyable for everyone.
And the funny thing is every time, like I said, every time I look at it, I see more videos, and almost daily now I see someone that I know. I'm like, oh, that, like, I haven't seen them or talked to them in a while, but they're all participating. So man, it's really cool to see. I have been challenged by Mark, so I haven't done my video yet, but I guess, it's more than just opening a beer and drinking it fast. Now I really need to step up my game and think of a great idea, right?
It's creative quarantine beer chugging. And I think this is an amazing idea. I just love it.
That's a great, great way to put it, because that's kind of what we're doing, and kind of bringing out the best of bad situation, but not only that, allowing people to go ahead and get, like you said, creative, do something different. We've had a couple of Ric Flair ones out there and everything. So it's, you know, it's allowing them to go back to a little bit of normal life, I guess I should say,
right?
Within a crazy way.
Well, keep it up, man. We love the idea. We're happy that it's blowing up, even though, you know, it is a private group, but this private group is probably going to be well and beyond 50,000 in the next couple of weeks. I'm thinking if we're already at 20,000 within 2 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. And I appreciate you guys having me on. And those of you out there listening, follow us at Chug Champs on Instagram. That's going to keep rolling. We're going to have a lot more things coming up for everyone that is involved, to keep everyone going through these times and helping everyone out as best as we can, just starting from one little Facebook group.
All right, Dan, we'll keep that tolerance up. We know you won't have a problem with that, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Holly.
All right, take care.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.